sometimes disgrace is part of the design. And sometimes being first at something makes you hang your head low. Several years ago, the University of Virginia basketball team became the first number one seed to lose to a 16-seeded team, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Ever. That had never happened before in the history of the NCAA basketball tournament. But sometimes disgrace is part of the design. After that loss, Tony Bennett, the University of Virginia coach, began telling his team that that loss has to become part of the legacy of this team, that it's a painful gift that they had received. Well, in 2019, in their quest for redemption, the University of Virginia squad rolled into the tournament again as a number one seed and again found themselves trailing a number 16 seed in their first tournament game. But that year, the story would end differently. Many of you may remember what happened. The University of Virginia, the Cavaliers, won the national championship in overtime. The unlikely road that advanced the Cavaliers to the championship game and prompted head coach Tony Bennett, who was a man of abiding Christian faith, to ponder destiny so that he would say, "I believe our steps are ordered." And sometimes disgrace and humiliation are part of God's design that lead to exaltation. It may be hard for some to imagine a larger scale, a bigger stage for disgrace and drama to play out than on national television. But there was a bigger stage, and that stage was a hill called Golgotha. The disgrace that is there is incomparable, but so is the victory that was won there. So I want to invite you to come back tomorrow to hear it. But today, when you pray, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.